Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role at Strathmore.
Monica Jeffries-Angeles. I'm president and CEO.
And we're talking about a powerful concert, and timely as well, that's coming up this Saturday, August 6th at 8 p.m. It is a Ukrainian band of you know, folk music from Ukraine that's going to be performing. Tell me the name of the band and what it means, actually, because it has an interesting connotation in the original language.
That's right. The name is Daka Braka. It means give, take in, I'm told, old Ukrainian. And they're a world music quartet from Kyiv, Ukraine. And they weave traditional Ukrainian melodies together with cultural traditions from all over the world, creating a really interesting kind of transnational sound that the band calls Ethno Chaos.
Awesome. And I want to unpack several things you said there, but I guess before we even go into that, let's even bigger picture, you know, in terms of the timeliness. I mean, there's a war raging in Ukraine. You know, Ukrainians are trying to drive out Russian invaders. It is hectic and chaotic and utmost important going on over there. So why should folks here, you know, on the East Coast of the U.S. here in Maryland and North Bethesda, why should they come out to Strathmore? I don't want to say to support the cause, but you know what I mean? Like it is a time to celebrate Ukrainian culture and music.
Oh, it most certainly is. And Strathmore has supported artists and arts organizations working to freely express their creativity for decades. And we've seen that all over the world, I think, artists using their arts for resilience and in resistance. And certainly Daka Braka had a message long before the war broke out of free Ukraine, anti-war, and that message is even more forward now. And we are just helping amplify those distinctive voices and that message on our stage.
Great. Is this concert raising money for the war effort, or is there any, or even if it's not a fundraiser, but, you know, just promoting the cause at all?
Sure. A portion of the tour revenue is supporting charities that the band is wanting to help support in terms of how they're working with refugees specifically. From this concert specifically, all merchandise sales are being given to charity. And Strathmore, to kind of amplify that initiative, we created and donated a custom tour poster that will be available to be autographed and purchased first at Strathmore's concert and then at subsequent tour locations.
Great. So not only, you know, a portion of the proceeds of the entire tour from, you know, from the band side, they're donating, but on your all's end, I guess guests, attendees can come out into that big, beautiful lobby there at Strathmore. And I guess you'll have tables set up selling that merchandise.
Yes, that's right.
That's great. Including that poster you're talking about. That's great. All right. Well, give me a little more on the formation of the band, the group. When you said it was in Kyiv. What year was it formed? How did they get going? Wasn't there some ties to like a theater founder or something too?
That's right. They were formed in 2004 at the Kyiv Center of Contemporary Art by an avant-garde theater director. And so that theater tradition, I think, is still really present in their performances. They're theatrical performers, if you will. There's always something very visual and interesting to accompany their music. There's multimedia. Their costumes are beautiful. They paint pictures orally, I think, with a lot of their music and the sounds that they make with their voices.
Great. And so you're saying they paint pictures with their voices. Is there any other visual elements that you, I mean, obviously they haven't come to Strathmore yet, so you probably haven't seen exactly what the theatricality that you talk about is exactly what it's going to be. But do you have any idea of like backdrops or lighting or anything, you know, any other juicy visual elements you can dish for us?
Oh, sure. Actually, we have a really long history with this wonderful group. We presented them first in 2014 outdoors, although we got rained out and it came inside, and then again in 2017 in the concert hall. So this is our third welcoming of them to our stage. This particular performance, I'm told, includes some multimedia video behind the group. And as I said, their costumes, the instruments that they employ in their music are from all around the world, the instruments specifically. So there's always something great to look at as well.
Now, you just mentioned that that it's from all around the world. So it, remind us that they began in Ukrainian folk tradition, but then explain how they're also weaving in traditions and list some of the regions.
Sure. This is a world music quartet from Kyiv, Ukraine, and they weave traditional Ukrainian folk melodies together with other cultural traditions around the world, like Indian music, Arabic music, music from the African tradition, Australian melodies. So it's quite transnational in its appeal.
Fantastic. And then I guess before we run, just remind listeners, maybe if they haven't never been to Strathmore, hard to believe, or maybe if it's been a while because of the pandemic or whatever, remind them of just that gorgeous space too. I mean, when you walk, the first time I walked in there, it took my breath away. I was like, oh my gosh, how have I never been here before? But remind them just what a treat it is to not only see this band, but to see it there.
Oh, it does surprise people when they walk in and see such a world-class facility right here in our midst, in our neighborhood, if you will. It is a tremendous acoustic space. And for this music in particular, which really evokes such imagery, I think it will be especially compelling to sit in that intimate space surrounded by this music.
Great. And I guess before we run, just pretend I'm not even here and you're talking straight to the listeners, direct to the audience, you know, just, hey, everyone, come on out. And, you know, here's why you have a good time.
Oh, everyone, I hope you'll come join us for this wonderful performance by Daka Braka. And for those ticket holders or patrons hoping to buy a ticket, you can also go deeper and learn a little bit more with a pre-concert lecture called Chaos and the Creative Artists on Conflict and Craft. So be surrounded by beautiful music and also learn a little extra something as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us again. It would be a great, important concert anytime, but especially, you know, with the war going on, it is something that everyone should go check out.
Absolutely. Especially meaningful. Yes.
Yep. Again, everyone, it is at Strathmore. It's Daka Braka Saturday, August 6th at 8 p.m. So head over to strathmore.org and get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Jason, very much. Take care.